This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me, use people, whatever you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, you know, being part of the conversation is a big deal. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. So, we've got so much to get through. First, head up to the website, therealside.com. And like I said, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. But on top of all of that, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that they gave me. And then, want to know why I give labels to them? So confused. And then, you know, give me your email address, because we send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on. You know, the shows that are coming up, topics, what have you. We also, yes, we sell stuff. Oh, my God. You know, we're capitalists around here. We believe in selling stuff. So, but it's a way for you to get informed, get reminded. Now, if you're one of those people that's like emails, you don't go to your email, you know, you're not interested in all, that's okay. I'm the same way you are. I dread when I get up and I have to go look into my email, because I know there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that I've got to wade through the... And not that you guys send me garbage, because I know you guys would never send me garbage. But, you know, I have to wade through all the garbage, right? And hope that, I can get through it and not miss anybody's stuff. And some of you get all upset. You think I'm slighting you because I didn't respond to you. I didn't see it, because I got to get through all that other garbage. So when you send me an email, when you send an email to joe@therealside.com, put a capital TRS in the subject line. Because if you do that, then I know it's a listener, and I'll read through it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being part of the show. I really do appreciate it. All right, let's get to it. Bibi versus Benny, right? The Israeli election's too close to call. He says we're being told it's too close to call. And a lot of the information they were getting from they were getting it from exit polls. And you know how well exit polls work, right? they've always been right on, haven't they? So it's just amazing that we joke. Wait, let the people's vote be counted. Shut up, relax, take it easy for a little bit, right? But again, you know, we're talking about what's taking place, and this is a big deal. I'll tell you what scares me about this, or I should say, what concerns me about this, is you've got, Netanyahu, who is definitely big on security, big on keeping Israel safe, and he's been in there for a long time. I get the issues here. Some people feel like he's been in there too long. And, you know, it's really funny how they must have the same deep state that we have. Because when you get close to a presidential election, all of a sudden they find all this stuff on the president. Right? I mean, they find all kinds of things in his dark past. Or things that he may have done while in office. And now the other fella, Benny Gantz, He also claims victory, or has been claiming victory, because of the exit polls. He, however, is more of a centrist. He's more of a, you know, let's all get along, although he is also security-minded. He was in the army, or in their army. Now, if the top two polls are correct, it looks like Bibi will be able to form a coalition. Now, their government's a little different than ours. Some of you already know this. You know, it's not just one side wins, that's it, they have power. They've got to kind of form a coalition. They have to form power from within after they get elected. Right? Some say it's a toss-up. Some say he's got it. In the last election, 2015, the exit poll results for the two largest parties were by 3 seats each. And the exit polls, you know, showed someone else as winning. So again, when you look at this, you look, and the reason this is so important, right? The reason this is so important is because Israel's a great ally of ours. Right? We are now a great supporter of theirs that we weren't in the past. Right? But when you look at our relationship with them, when you look at what they're able to provide for us and help us with, we need that friend. We need to make sure we have somebody we can rely on. When the Israelis went to the polls today, they voted for a party list. The list was a docket of candidates, a particular ranking of importance set by the party leadership. Right? The first on the list are always the party leader, prime minister, that kind of thing. The final pre-election, the leading parties will be either Benjamin Netanyahu, the Likud party, or the Blue and White Party led by former IDF Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. Yeah, that's great, right? There's a great election. BB versus Benny. Now, they won't be the ultimate political powers, no matter who wins, because they're smaller parties that will put a coalition above the... They need 61 seats. I know, it's really confusing. They need 61 seats to build a coalition. So they kind of like have all these little mini parties, and they pull them together, and they say, look, if we win, if we do this, if we have that, you don't have enough power. Join us, and we'll do this with you. So they are forced to get along. They are forced to pull together people from different walks of life, different parties, different ideologies to make things work. And the seats are awarded to each party that meets a minimum threshold of 3 1/4 of the total votes. They get the seats. They become the parliament. So you better hope, you better believe that Netanyahu wins by good numbers. And our relationship will stay strong. Joe Bassini, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often in Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Ah, oh, there's your Mickey. Snowflake lives on the left crazy. She's a brick house. Good 70s music. That's right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining me. I always appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And we want you part of the conversation. We want you to be... You know, if you head up on the website, therealside.com, we have a live chat room there. We have a chat room on Facebook. We are easy to find. And if you want to be notified that the show is coming up, Now, I don't do it every night. I don't do it every night on purpose because I don't want to make you crazy. I don't want to make me crazy. But instead of waiting for the email once a week, if you want me to text you, hey, show's coming up, this is what we're talking about, you can simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. All right. We're at it again. You got to love this guy. He's like the gift that keeps on giving, right? Mayor de Blasio, you know, what is Xander calls him Mayor de Blizzardo, because he couldn't handle the first couple of blizzards New York had. I mean, the place pretty much got shut down for the first time in 100 years. But as far as de Blasio is concerned, the U.S. government must take money away from people he doesn't like. No, really. They have to start doing actual redistribution, he says. Because you don't know what to do with your money. He does. He knows how to give it to you. If he starts giving away his first, let's talk. It's funny how all these people on the left that talk about taking care of everyone and giving back to the community and doing and doing and doing and doing and doing, when you actually go look at what they're doing, they're not doing very much. They're having a hard time parting with that money. These same people who talk about not having walls, and walls are racist. They must be a bunch of racists because pretty much every one of them has walls around their house. And that's because they're more important than you are. Just so we're clear. Every one of them who says you shouldn't own guns, guns are dangerous, guns are bad, are usually surrounded by people who have guns. It really is a sickness. I wouldn't allow anybody to say it on my show in the early days, but now it's a sickness. It's really that simple. Right? And he was actually talking about wealth confiscation. Now, what could be more American than that, right? Oh, God. He's anti-cop. He talks against his own police force. I mean, I'm surprised he's still alive. And not that anybody would kill him or should kill him. But how do you make fun of, call out, demean the people that are protecting you, and then expect them to take a bullet for you? Because that's their job? Gee, it'd be too bad if I was bending over, tying my shoelaces when a bullet came flying through, wouldn't it? Now, there's no question that the issue of reparations has to be taken seriously, said de Blasio. Now, he's running around the country. He's over in Vegas right now, barnstorming. He said, I do believe the way to do it is to form a very public commission and say, what is the way to address this problem once and for all? Can you imagine? Now, these guys have created this problem, so I think they should have to take full advantage of what these people want to do. You know, put the Bill Gateses in a room. Right? Get them all together. Bloomberg and the rest of them. And let de Blasio and his team decide who he takes money from and who he gives it to. Because they're always talking about socialist things, right? They're always talking about taking care. Now, listen, Bill Gates in the past, I don't know lately, but in the past he's given a lot of money to a lot of good groups for a lot of causes. You know, most true, honest philanthropists, they take their time to figure out where they want to give their money, what they want to do, how they want to be involved. They're good people for the most part. I am always amazed at this. Sorry, but I am. He's a puzzlement. Anyway, the communist mayor went even further, right? I mean, he didn't want to just stop there with slave reparations. He said we should actually just confiscate the wealth of the people that, you know, frankly aren't doing what they should be doing. But who decides that? Who decides who's doing what they're supposed to be doing? Remember, these are the same people who are deciding that what hate speech is. And the funny thing about it is the same words coming out of your mouth, right? If de Blasio says it and I say it, when it comes out of my mouth, it's hate speech. When it comes out of his mouth, it's love and understanding. Right? I mean, think about the so-called Muslim ban, right? When President Trump used the exact same words that President Obama used, he was a racist. He was a Islamophobe. When President Obama did it, it made sense. Same words. Why? Because they know it's in the heart of Trump. He said it because he's an Islamophobe. Obama said it because he was trying to protect the country. He said, de Blasio went on to say, I think we're going to need something bigger, even in a way broader, even in a way, well, then some of the ideas have been put out there. He said, I think a program of actual redistribution, which includes much heavier taxes on the wealthy. He says, the ultimate resolution has to be profoundly economic. Now, the experts have done the numbers. The experts have put the numbers on papers, and they've all said the same thing. You could take every millionaire, gabillionaire dollar here in this country away, and you wouldn't wipe out one day of debt. Think about that. Now, here's the fun thing about that you should make a pseudo big deal out of. This whole pre-planned thing, you know, this pre-planned meeting and talking about this kind of thing, that was put out everywhere, put out to his loving followers. 35 people showed up. Right? They counted 35 of them. How many of those do you think were his staff, friends, whatever, fans? I mean, basically what this should be is, sit down and shut up, Billy. I mean, really, what's he done for that city? You got people, I mean, it's a carbon copy of San Francisco. Sherman Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's talk about some of the issues that AG Barr is going to have coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York is one of a handful of states dealing with a serious outbreak of measles. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a public health emergency and ordered mandatory vaccinations in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn.
We have a situation now where children are in danger.
We have to take this seriously.
He said there are fines for unvaccinated kids for up to $1,000. WCBS-TV, Janet DeAngelis.
Ordering mandatory vaccinations in Williamsburg is an attempt by the city to put an end to this crisis. There have been 285 confirmed cases in Brooklyn and Queens since the outbreak began in October. Most involve those in the Orthodox Jewish community. If a Williamsburg yeshiva opens its doors to children not vaccinated against the measles, the health department warns it could result in violations or school closure.
This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion. The mint juleps. The parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
We are back. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get, you know those those things you can do online where they have people that are dancing to certain stuff. I want to find that one with him dancing and put Corey Duncan's face on it. I think it would be hilarious. he'd kill me. He'd get on a plane and come out here and kill me, but it would be worth every laugh, I'm telling you. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being part of the conversation. Being part of the solution and not the part of the problem. The way you do that is you engage, you get involved, and you push back, and you fight back, and you make sure that people understand that you're still alive, you're still around, and you're not willing to give up. That's how you do it. Anyway, you can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what it is. What do you want to hear? Who do you want on the show? What topics do you want to discuss? Hey, you know what? Don't send me any of the really... Don't send me the proof that the earth is flat, because I'm not buying it. I might buy your head is flat at that time, but not the earth. You know what I mean? So, I think AG Barr is going to go for it. I was sitting back, being cautious, watching, trying to get a feel for what he's doing, and more I see what's going on, I think he, watching him today in the hearing, answering some of the questions, he is a no-nonsense guy. He's not willing to put up with any garbage. And we need more of those. And hopefully he'll stay with it. Hopefully he won't let, the president get under his skin. And as much as I love what Trump's doing, there are things that he does still that makes me crazy. The way he's using Twitter, I'm not going to say the way he's using Twitter to fire people, but I am going to say the way he's using Twitter to communicate with the staff, I would find that offensive. It would bother me. Okay? You want to get the message out to them? You want to let them know you're not doing? Get them in the office, rake them over the coals, and then if you still don't get what you want, go get them. Just go. Eat them up on Twitter. Fine. But don't start off that way. I mean, seriously. There's a lot you can find wrong with some of the people, and I don't know why he keeps appointing some of these people. I think he's got a lot I think he's got a lot of bad advice around him. I really do. Anyhow, speaking of bad advice, speaking of bad people, we're back at James Comey again. Now, Trump vows to release, at least he's not threatening anymore. I hope he's not threatening. I want him to do this. Release the full and unredacted FISA warrants. Let them rip. Keep these guys on their toes for the next 12 months. Let it go every Friday. I told you this already. You want to do it every other Friday? Fine. But I wouldn't. I would keep them off balance. Every Friday, I would release, you know, let's start off with right away with the Comey report. I mean, not Comey, Mueller report. Then let's do the FISA warrants. Then let's do all the email information and do it every Friday. Do it every week so these guys are running around like with their hair on fire trying to get this thing fixed and under control. Former FBI Director James Comey included a slew. Remember, he said nothing he gave out was sensitive. And the one person he gave stuff to that he wanted to leak to start the Mueller investigation, think about it. Not only did he leak classified information, but he leaked lies that other people believed. So, Comey included a slew of sensitive and classified information, a series of comprehensive personal memos, including not only the details of his conversations with President Trump, but also the code name and the true identity of a confidential source, and that's according to court-ordered filing by Justice Department on Monday. You know what? AG, all right, let's call him Barr, all right? Barr is going after these people, and I'm glad to hear it. I hope he goes to clean up the DOJ with a vengeance. DOJ, Secret Service, FBI, I would go through every one of those organizations and make sure they're clean. Comey meticulously outlined foreign intelligence information obtained from and through the key human source. Information about whether the FBI initiated coverage through the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is FISA. Right? It was on a particular individual, relevant sources and methods, all in this memo that he leaked, and he shouldn't have. All the information was current and properly classified. Not kind of, sort of. Not had a little tick on it. No, it was marked as classified. Comey's memos included documentations of non-public interactions between specific foreign governments and officials. U.S. officials as well. He disclosing those details, the DOJ insisted could reasonably be expected to affect the United States' relationship with those countries. No kidding. On Sunday, the House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes announced a series of criminal referrals related to the leaks and to lies to Congress. Boy, I can't wait to see these. He called them horrifically. You know, these guys overstayed a lot of times. I mean, when you talk about leaks of private conversations between Trump and leaders of Australia and Mexico, that's just wrong. Matter of fact, if somebody had done that to Obama, they would have arrested them in a heartbeat. And yours truly, frankly, I don't care what the conversation was about, unless it was directly about taking down this country, you have no right to leak it. None whatsoever. The existence and contents of limited details from some of Comey's memos, they were leaked to the media by Comey. Right? He gave it to a friend of his, knowing that his friend had full access to the people he needed to get it out to the media. This was, frankly, that leak is what brought about Mueller's appointment. Think about that. He knew what was going to happen. He played this game. He's been at this for a long time. Comey's been screaming, though, that he never leaked classified information. Look, here's the thing. If Comey really believed or really thought that he did not leak any information or classified, then maybe we need to, you know, forget about the email investigation. Because Comey obviously didn't know what classified information was, so he didn't know what to look for on all of Hillary's emails. Hold on while I throw up. I mean, seriously, this gets more ludicrous. Some of you don't have teenage kids. Some of you are well past your teenage years. This is like when you catch your 16-year-old in a lie. and it just starts that swirl, right? And it keeps going more and more and more. And it doesn't, you know, it's like one of those things. I love to tell the story about when my oldest son. I know, stupid story, but kind of like he got into the Oreos. And I asked him point blank, hey, you went in the Oreos, were you eating those cookies before dinner? No, I wasn't. Well, what do you mean you weren't? There's some missing out there. Well, I don't know how that happened. And it kept going round and round. And finally I said, go in the mirror and look at your teeth. Now, you all know what I'm talking about at this point. This is the same thing here. Did you leak classified? No, I didn't leak classified information. Well, you must know what classified information. You're the head of the FBI. Yeah, I do. I didn't release any classified information. This goes round and round and round. I go, well, wait a minute. What's this classified mark on this piece of paper that you handed to somebody? Did you not know that was classified? Hello? These guys are, they're not only they're a hot mess, but they're just a cauldron of liars. When you talk about at the time, how much, you want to talk about real collusion? What was the DOJ doing at the time? With the FBI, right? With the NSA. All these people had to be in it together. They had to be. No one person could have done this as a Lone Ranger, so to speak. And a lot of these explanations came amid a Freedom of Information Act. Right? This was a lawsuit by CNN against the FBI, which seek to publicly reveal not only the full contents of Comey's mysterious memos, but also the FBI sealed explanation. So, again, you want to talk about cover-ups? You want to talk about collusion between groups? This whole thing that went on with the DOJ through all of this, that was collusion. That was cover. This is a movie made. This was, some of you old enough to remember, this is a Monday night movie. And then Peter Strzok and his little honey getting away with this. I got to tell you. I hope Barr has the backside to get these guys and get every one of them. Seriously, they don't deserve. At this point, none of them deserve their pensions for what they did to this country. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name is Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
That's right, that's a new congressional theme song. For those of you who know the name of that song, you know why I call it that. For the other ones, look up the Edgar Winter Group. You'll find it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution is you get involved in the conversation. You listen to what other people have to say. You listen to the way they approach stuff, approach issues. And then you can find a way to approach them. Find a hole, you know, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you might learn something, but you could also find a hole in their argument and figure out a way through. Again, as I said, Joe Messina, your host, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the whole thing. All right, I want to get back to it because I have so much fun with this stuff. So what do you think of my thought earlier? Some of you haven't responded yet. And if you're on Facebook, respond to this. Don't you think that Trump should release documents every single week? Right? From now to Election Day, frolic here. There are so many things going on. So many things that he can release documents. Like I said, we'll start off. Listen, we'll let them have their way. We'll start off with Mueller. Get rid of all the Mueller documents. Get them out there. Let people start going through. It's only 400 pages. It's not a big deal, right? But then you get all the documents behind it, which they seem to have forgot. Let's get those out as well. All right? Then get past that. No, we'll do better. The following week, we'll release all the FISA information. Everything that's in there. What it's all about. Who signed for what? Who released it? Right? Then let's go down the whole list of Peter Strzok and in that investigation, all their text messages, all their emails that went back and forth. They want transparency? We'll give them so much transparency they'll choke on it, okay? I'm serious. I mean, we need to nail the Shifty Schiff, Comey. We need to nail them all. I'm not even so sure that Sessions was a friend of Trump's anymore with the stuff I've seen, with the stuff he was sitting on. So again, when I want Trump to stop, I know some of you love him no matter what. I'm not there with you. He makes mistakes. I mean, last I checked, he was human. He makes mistakes. Right? And he has got to come out swinging. He has got to come out and show them that he truly means business. You know, this thing with shutting down the wall, I mean, look, every judge he gets is Ninth Circuit. My understanding, and I've got to find it for somebody. I don't know how true this is. But my understanding is some of these things that are really, really, really important when it comes to, you know, security, national security, he needs to find out what he can do for sure, implement it, and then take it right to the Supreme Court. There are ways to short-circuit these things to take them for the president, to take them right to the Supreme Court. And matter of fact, if the Ninth Circuit Court is so bad, I know I'm all over the place because I'm irritated about a bunch of stuff at once. If the Ninth Circuit Court is such a handicap, such a problem, let's make sure that every one of the judges that need to get in and around the Ninth Circuit. Forget the East Coast for a little while. Let's take care of the Ninth Circuit. Let's make sure that we have federal judges in all over the place that are Trump appointees. And then whatever we can fill the Ninth Circuit with, let's fill them with hardcore conservative judges. For me, it's that simple. We have to stop. We have to really stop overthinking all this stuff. Beto O'Rourke. What's his name? You know, Frank O'Reilly or something like that. How does this guy get away with being or coming off as being Hispanic? When you think about this, right? Who was the one I was talking about the other night? Rachel Dolezal, remember her? Yeah, she's about as black as he is Hispanic. How does he get away with it? Why do we let him get away with it? When we write pieces about him, what's his real name? Come on, somebody, Robert, you guys on it. It's Robert, right?
Robert Francis O'Rourke.
There you go. Robert Francis. A good Irish Catholic name. There you go. But I mean, seriously. Don't call him Beto. Let's call him Robert Francis. I like that even better. You know, he seemed to be having a good run. He visited Iowa. Right? It was a torrent of attention. It seemed to follow him wherever he went. I don't know if that was because of his arms flaring. People were like ducking his arms or something. I don't know. But, you know, the Democratic candidates coming out of the woodwork all over. What do they have now? Does anybody know the final number here? We don't have a final number, but what is it, 83, 85, 91? How many people do they have running for office? And ones that are saying they're going to run? Haven't really come out officially announced yet. So Beto's like, you know, he's starting to drop down the list. He's not so he's not so charismatic anymore. People aren't, you know, running towards him. I hear that Bernie's at the top of the list. Bernie, the old white non-Democrat. I know he calls himself a Democrat socialist, but he's not a registered Democrat. And I, you know, again, I said this the other day. I think Bernie's gonna end up being the Democrat nominee, even though he's not a Democrat. He'll switch parties just towards the end there. I don't know why he doesn't do it now and get it over with. You know? Beto's going to have to work, or Francis. I just like Francis better. Francis is going to have to work at this. You're right. You're going to have to work hard. Now, O'Rourke has had great beginnings in fundraising. I mean, he's a boatload of money. I don't know how he did it. But he hasn't been able to surpass Bernie Sanders. He can't even come close. I mean, what's his niche? What's his thing? You know, Bernie's thing was hardcore socialism, right? But what's Beto's thing? I think from seeing him talk and seeing what he's done, Beto's thing is whatever your thing is in the audience at the time. That's what Beto's thing is. He is truly all things to all people. I mean, really, now, he's found a little niche for himself, right? Got some national attention. He had the spotlight. Some of it shifted to, what's this, Pete Buttigieg? Buttigieg? Anyway. It's hard to say how O'Rourke is going to fare with him. You know what happens when Biden, when he announces? Now, see, Biden, I think, is going to lose it. He's slowly sliding down that pole. And I don't think he's ready. I don't think he wants it. I don't think it's there in his belly. I think he's looking at the lineup thinking that he should be, but man, he's having trouble raising money. I believe that. Or even people committing to raise money. Takes a lot. And it's going to take a lot more this time around. Now, O'Rourke is still holding his own. Many aren't feeling the fire that was, you know, I mean, again, you can only spew garbage for so long. You can only spew generalities for so long. I mean, because think, what is he solid on? What policy is he said, look, this is what we should be doing, and laying it out in plain, simple English that you and I can understand. Well, even his listeners could understand. There aren't any. He hasn't got a one. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Write it down. This is going to be like smorgasbord night. We're going to have so much fun. David Sussman, host of Whiskey Politics, is going to join me in the next hour. And we're going to hit a whole bunch. AOC, she's going to be good. She could be good for a 5-hour night show, this woman. Let me see. Do I have enough time to pull this one off? Because this one would be fun. Yeah, I think I could do this one. So get this. You have life coaches, you have consultants, you pretty much can have, you know, right? I mean, you got people that walk around behind you, pick up your dog poop, you can pay them to do that. Now, you know those parents charged in the college cheating scam? They're going to turn to a consulting firm to understand life in prison. Yeah, you heard me. You can actually go to a consulting firm to teach you how to deal and act in prison. It's called the Louis and Guido School of Prison Lifestyles. That's what it's called. Lifestyles of the of the hardened criminals. The most high-profile defendants that charged in that massive college scandal, now they're due in court this week. Actress Lori Logan and Felicity Huffman are among the 15 parents expected to go before a judge. Laughlin? That doesn't look like Laughlin. All right, anyway. Laughlin has remained tight-lipped about her legal strategy ahead of her court appearance, and her husband, designer Massimo Giannulli. I got that one right. Are accused of paying $500,000 to get their two daughters in the USA. My God, donate the money to the school. They would have found a way to let you in. Huffman is charged with paying the scheme alleged mastermind Rick Singer $15,000 to have a proctor correct her daughter's SAT score. I mean, this is crazy stuff. But they actually went, and they're going to get counseling on how to survive in jail. I love this. Joe Messina, your host. Maybe we'll finish this up in the next hour and do it again. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back. Don't go far. We got another hour of this funniness. We'll be back in a bit.